3 years ago, when we had this same reading, I preached a homily entitled Yokes and Burdens 101, kind of like understanding the concept of a yoke and burden. And so this weekend's homily is entitled Yokes and Burdens 102. So you have advanced in your learning. For those of you who don't remember, I'm sure you remember my homily from 3 years ago. Jesus is referring to a yoke as a bow yoke. Imagine, if you will, like with a bow and arrow, and the traditional shape of a bow would be there'd be a flat handle in the middle, and then it would bow out on the top and bow out on the bottom, giving you that springiness that you need for a bow and arrow. Now, turn that bow 90 degrees so that it bows up on each side, and you have what's called a bow yoke, usually made out of wood, and put over the shoulders of the animal, and then attached to rope or leather straps or things that can help them to pull whatever they need to pull behind them. The yoke is what allowed the animal to pull the burden, what allowed them to, you know, carry a heavy burden, and it's what controlled and steered the animal. You'll notice in the gospel today that Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." It's this sense of learning. Somebody else is in control. Now, the burden part, I don't know about you, but I've always heard this gospel and thought, well, I don't particularly want to be burdened at all. So why does Jesus even talk about it? Well, we all live with burdens in our life. That's the reality of our human condition. The burden for an animal was like a cart or a plow, something that they would pull behind them. That's why it's called the burden. And notice that Jesus says that their burden will be light only when they take his yoke upon their shoulders. In other words, you can't carry that burden, just like the animal can't pull a plow without the yoke on them. We cannot carry our burdens without the teachings and the direction of Jesus Christ. Now, why does Jesus talk about this in today's gospel, or in what context? Well, he's talking to the Pharisees, who have placed a bunch of laws on the Jewish people that don't particularly pertain to their religion anymore. The laws have become separated from their original purpose. Those are the burdens, or the yokes that have become burdens. And Jesus wants to free them from that. Now, this is very different from in our time, where people say, well, I don't want a burden at all. And we try to spend our lives, you know, free from burden. A yoke has to be properly matched to the animals, and this is what makes the burden easier to carry. And so let's start by taking a look at what a yoke can do for you, especially in the spiritual sense. Number one, a yoke was fit for its recipient. Now, it'd be really cool if back in the time of Jesus, they could put an ox in a 3D scanning chamber, and they could use lasers to 3D scan the cow, and then they'd get one of these really cool 3D printers. Have you guys seen these things? They're awesome. You can, like, print anything out of plastic, you know, with this little printer at home, even. And you could print a perfect yoke for that animal, right? Well, they didn't have all that technology back in the time of Jesus. So how did they do it? They did it through trial and error. The carpenter, who was the one who carved the yoke, would have to kind of check out the animal, take a few measurements, and then make an initial draft, if you will, and then go put it on the animal, see how it fit, do a little work, see how it fit, do a little work. That's exactly how God operates with us. He doesn't expect perfection the first time. That's his goal, but he knows we're human. He knows we're fallen. It's a lot of trial and error. Even in our spiritual lives, finding the right time to pray or the right way to pray, the right way to communicate with God, takes a lot of trial and error. And so in your approach to God, if you feel like something you're doing doesn't work the first time, remember that taking his yoke upon your shoulders means a lot of trial and error in the spiritual life. Secondly, a yoke was often made for two. Now, in that bow yoke, you have a bow up on each side. That's for the shoulders of the animal. It kind of goes around the back of their neck. This is true of us when we need to carry our burdens, that we cannot do it alone. Number one, we need God, but often we need another person to help us too. For some of you, it's your spouse. This is also applicable in our workplace or in our families, that we share our burdens. But remember, the burden can only be made easy by the yoke, the thing that actually rests on the shoulders, that is instructive and steers and guides, which means you have to share the teachings of Jesus Christ with another person too. Thirdly, the yoke of Jesus Christ means someone else is in control. And this is perhaps the hardest thing for us, isn't it? To give up control. But if you can imagine back in the time of Jesus, this animal pulling this burden and nobody's steering and he runs off with the plow or the cart or whatever he's carrying and he doesn't get to his destination, right? Because he just wanders off. He needs that farmer behind him to steer him and guide him and show him the way. And so much do we need Jesus Christ to steer us. But brothers and sisters, that means we have to give up control. Who's in control of your life? Now for the burdens. Number one, no one is free from a burden. I mentioned this last week in my homily that, you know, the Christian life can kind of be boiled down to one decision that we make over and over. And that is how we handle suffering or how we handle hardship in this life. Am I either going to run from it and try to turn to every substance in the world and every comfort in the world to ease my burden? Or am I going to run to it? And what Jesus offers us is run to it. And if you take his yoke upon your shoulders, that is his teaching, his laws, his ways, his control, then the burden becomes lighter. But you can't be free from it. We live in a world that says we should be free from burden. I'm convinced this is why Colorado adopted their laws concerning pot. Free from burden. Why furniture manufacturers make great money, right? Why Lazy Boy is like such a big name. We love to be free from burden. Now, it doesn't mean we're, you know, we seek out bad things for ourselves, and it's okay to want to find comfort to a reasonable degree. But guys, you can define your whole life by trying to find comfort. Instead of defining your life by taking your burdens and using them for good. And that's the second point about burdens. Burdens were productive. Remember, a couple oxen might pull a plow or a cart. They might be doing a delivery of milk, or maybe they're pulling a plow to produce a field. Burdens were always something that were productive for that farmer and for those animals. And brothers and sisters, Jesus gives us the opportunity to do exactly the same thing. You can take your burdens and you can spend your life running from them, or you can take them and be productive. That's exactly what Jesus Christ did on that cross. He took his burden and he made it productive. He didn't die for his sin. He didn't die for any of his mistakes. He died for ours. He made it productive for somebody else. You can do the exact same thing. I, you know, often visit people in the hospital, whether they're aged or maybe with terminal illness, people who really feel like all I'm doing is sitting here and suffering. What do I do with that, Father? And we have that traditional saying of offer it up, right? Kind of a trite saying. But there's a great truth to it. You don't just offer it up, period. You offer it up for somebody. That every time you hurt, or every time you feel down, or every time you wish you could be doing something else instead of laying in that hospital bed, you say, Lord, I want to offer this for my friend Bob, who is away from the faith. Or my friend Susie, who's having a hard time, or recently lost a loved one. You see, you can take the burden and use it, make it productive. Lastly, a burden is only able to be pulled if the yoke is adequate. Now let's say we did have a 3D printer and a 3D scanner, and we made this beautiful yoke. We could even make it like hot pink or something, because you can do all these different colors. And you put it on your two oxen, right? And you hook it up to a giant plow made out of metal and big wood handles, and you're ready to plow your field. And what happens when those two oxen start pulling? Because their yoke has been printed out of plastic, it's going to break right away. You see, the yoke has to be adequate to be able to pull the burden. Your following of the teachings of Jesus Christ, your following of His laws and His ways, have to be adequate to be able to carry that burden lightly. And a lot of us go through life saying, God, my burden is heavy, and I don't feel like I can carry it. And part of the problem is that our yoke isn't adequate. Our being yoked with someone, or with Jesus, or taking on the teachings of Jesus Christ has not really come to fruition. Maybe our prayer's inadequate. We're not making a weekly holy hour. And it's different for every person, right? A nun in a convent that's cloistered and doesn't go out, she's got to be making a holy hour or two every day. Those of you that work, that's not practical. Each of us are called to something different, and we have to discern that. But if we're not taking on an adequate yoke, guys, the burden's going to seem really heavy. It's not going to be easy, like Jesus talks about in our gospel today. At offertory today, we will bring up the gifts of bread and wine, representations of everything you bring to this Mass today. Both your gifts, your joys, your sorrows, and your burdens. As we present these gifts to Jesus Christ today, including our burdens, let us remember it is the yoke that makes the burden light. And to ask ourselves this, have we been fitted for a yoke? That is, have we taken on the teachings and the ways of Jesus Christ? Have we taken on a prayer life and a life that is oriented towards Jesus Christ so that our burden can be light? Is our yoke shared with someone? Or out of pride, do we keep our burdens to ourselves? And have we given up control? Is God steering? Is God driving? Or are we? And let us also remember the burdens can be good, that no one is free from them, but we can make them productive and use them for someone else's good, or even our own. Many of us are trying to carry our burden here today without a yoke, without the instruction and direction of Jesus Christ and His church, and without giving up control. If you take on a yoke that is fit for you and give up that control, your burden will be made light.